This is Silent Lone Wolf with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast reply to Relentless is the biggest pitfall in ATS. This is about the 50th one I've done of these, mainly because I'm trying to pick my words easily. I really agree with you a lot about this whole subject. It really is the biggest pitfall, mainly because there's no way to win the argument. I mean, everyone has their own truth, their own belief, and there's nothing you can do. Now, as far as the conspiracy part, there is a conspiracy on all sides, at least from a political standpoint. There are those that are constantly trying to get a government-sponsored religion put into place, and that religion is Christianity. And really, it's not even Christianity so much as it is more of, I don't know, at least my take on it is it's evangelical, this way-out evangelical Baptist. And I got told the other day, and I was originally baptized as Methodist, even though I put little stock in religion, but I was told that Methodist is no longer Christianity. We are Presbyterian. And as much as you said, Relentless, it's that Catholics are no longer Catholics, according to some, that it's Catholicism, it's not Christianity, when it all is Christianity in some form. I knew a girl had a 4.0 in high school. All throughout high school, had 3 months left to go before she graduated. She had a kid outside of wedlock, and they expelled her. She went to a Baptist private school. Now, they can do what they want. They're a private school. She knew it before she went. Fine, I have no problems necessarily with that. What I have a problem with is the fact that people sit there and they preach about going to hell, about these sins, but yet you're going to turn around and you're going to wreck a girl's life. Here she is, about to graduate with a 4.0, probably can go to any college she wants, and you're going to turn around and you're going to tell her that she's expelled now? You're going to put her on the street where she is not going to be able to go, and she is not going to be able to get the degree that will allow her to take care of her and her kid? Even if perhaps her and her boyfriend were eventually going to get married, I mean, come on, it's stuff like that. It's stuff like this whole removing God from the dollar bill. Does it really matter? I mean, does it? I love discussion. I love to learn. I love trying to find something in some. I try taking something out of everything, and these arguments are just that, they're arguments. There's no learning. There's no discussion. There's not even a debate. I mean, debates are one step away from argumentation. I mean, I think it was said that a debate is all a debate is a thin line, and you're over an argument. But there's not even a debate anymore, and it's you're either right. A lot of people, it's they're right, you're wrong, and you see it a lot. Me personally, I go along with Mr. Wumpy's take on it. I'm more spiritual than anything else, and I live with no regrets. I know that if I live with no regrets when I finish my life, when I finish whatever, you know, wherever I'm destined to go afterwards, I can go with peace. You know, I can take it, and I'll be fine. Whatever the decision is, if it's God, if it's Allah, whatever, and I will have no problems with it, and I'll accept the fate. And that's just how I look on things. To each his own. Peace. Silent out.